Hi, family first. This is Shira. How are you doing?
This is Matthew. Are you busy?
No, I got you. What's going on?
Okay, so I went and I got the award letter. Okay. Now, what I need, and I have all my bank statements back from like a year, or back from, you know, from when I started my bank. Do you need that fax to you? Is that what you're telling me to do? Or?
Let me see what's going on here.
Yeah, pick them up, because.
Let me see, Matthew Dowdo.
Yeah, I feel like we're ready for the next step. I need to know what to do to get to that next step.
Of course. Yeah, no.
And the reason I'm being antsy today, which I'm antsy every day, but I have doctor appointments for the rest of the week, so I'm trying to get this done today.
Okay, let's see what we have to do, Matthew.
Okay.
Just bear with me, I'm going to try and find you here, Matthew Dowdo. First off, have you gotten an approval from the county, the broker yet? Did they say you're medically approved?
You had sent me something. It said, yeah, that I was approved. I got a text. Hold on, let me see. Hold on, let's see what it says right here. Ready? Okay. Nothing. Is it hands up? I'm coming up. All right. Right here. Hold on. All right. Traveling, Dustin song. That's fine. Yeah. Blue keys. Yeah. Okay. All right. The one we look like in. All right. I mean, I'm lost in this whole process.
You're what, this whole process?
I'm lost in this whole process. Like, I just don't understand.
I'm here to help you.
Yeah. Well, can you, I mean, what is my next step? Like,
I'm trying to gauge that. Okay. That with you. So did they send you an approval? Did you get a text message?
Yeah, I feel like a text message here. I want to read what it says. You tell me what this means.
You're forwarding it to me?
Oh, I want to show you what I sent. Hold on. Hold on for a second. It says... One second. Here we are. It says, you have been found clinically eligible and are awaiting a waiver determination by the county assistance office.
Amazing. Okay, that means that you've been found eligible and now they're waiting for all the financial information. Okay?
Right, they're waiting on us, right. Yeah, they're waiting on for me to send this stuff over, right?
Yes, so let's see what you have to do. You have the award letter?
I have the award letter, and I have a back to a year statement to my, all my statements were sent to the bank.
From all the way from when?
From when I opened the account. That first account that I ever opened.
When was that, Matthew?
Okay, so it goes all the way back to...
Did you write an explanation that we went over?
Yeah, hold on. I just want to tell you when it starts. It's 24. So the bank, like, I think 9/24 to now. And that's all my bank statements I've ever had.
Okay.
So first bank account.
Did you send them to me yet?
I didn't send them to you. I have 1,000 pages. There's 1,000 pages. Like, how would I send it to you?
Can you email it?
They said they can't email it. I understand some of that. You would think that would be the way to go, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
No, I said you would think that'd be the way to do it, right? Because there's so many pages that they would email it to you, but they're telling me they can't email it to you.
Why?
Do you understand what I have? I have the transcripts. I have every piece of paper, you know? So I have like 500 pieces of paper here, but they're telling me that... It can't be emailed over, which makes no sense. It has to be emailed over.
Saying that it can't be emailed over.
I'm at the bank right now. I actually walked up to the bank because I wanted to, you know, just because we needed the banks, you know, I wanted to be at the bank. So I walked to the bank.
So, Matthew, why don't you have the papers physically?
I physically have them on me.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I physically have the papers only, yes. Yes, I have the papers.
Okay, so you should probably try and scan them into PDF. Do you have a smartphone, Matthew?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, do you have a friend? Is there any kids around you, any teenagers, anybody who can help you?
And why? What is it that you need me to do?
Because if they just email it.
Email it? How about I don't understand how it would be. You take pictures of it and then email it? Is that what you're saying? By email? What do you mean? Just you want me to take pictures? There's got to be 150 pieces of paper here.
Want to try and fax it? Can you fax it?
That's what I was going to say. Give me a fax number. Yeah, I can fax it over to you. I'll just pay for it.
What do you mean you'll pay for it?
Well, if you fax it, it's not going to be free, right? Maybe, you know what? Maybe you know what? I know somebody who has a fax machine. Maybe a buddy of mine works in the building. Maybe he can fax it. But if you give me the number, I can fax it all to you.
Okay.
So what's the fax number?
I'm going to look for that right now.
You email and your fax number, give me, and I'll figure out how to get it to you.
Okay, so my fax number I'm sending to you right now. What other information did I advise you to get, Matthew?
Just something that we know. You said get all your statements from the bank and from the time you opened up the account, and then you told me to get the award letter, and I did both of those. But I just don't know what to do with the information that I got.
Okay. Now I'm going to send it to you. We're going to have to submit it to the county, but before I submit it, I want to make sure I've dotted all the I's and T's, and I made sure we're sending in everything at the same time, because if not, then it just gets to be a headache.
Okay.
Okay? I'm also sending you my email. I just sent you everything. Let me know if you got it, okay?
Okay.
All righty, sir. Have a great day. And,
once you get it, I guess I'll be hearing from you then. But we're moving along, right? We're getting close to the end.
Yeah, we're getting close to the end. We just have to submit it, and then the county needs to process the information into their system.
Can I ask you this? Please go ahead.
No, what were you saying?
Okay. So my friend Frankie. I wanted him to be my caretaker or whatever. I'm really comfortable with Frankie. Is there anything on his end that he needs to do? Was he certified? He was certified, eight months ago?
Yes.
6 months ago?
He's going to have to go through a process of enrollment. It's not that intense as yours, but we're not going to go through that right now. I just need to see first that you're going to get somewhat approved.
And then we'll take care of him. Okay.
Yes. For his enrollment, it shouldn't take more than a week for him. So it'll be very fast when the time comes, and you'll be all set.
Okay.
Now, just to make sure I kind of dotted all my I's, I want to go down the financial information and make sure we have everything, okay?
Okay.
Were you ever married?
No.
Okay. Do you own a home?
No.
Do you have do you have a burial account agreement?
No, I don't.
Do you have set cash value for any life insurance policies?
Do not, no.
Okay. Do you have own a car?
No.
Okay. So by monthly financial statements. Now you said from 2020 to 2023 you never had any bank account, right?
This is my first bank account that I opened up. I know it started in September. It started, I get my SSI. So that really the only money that I get in there is the SSI.
So
there's
had
never
a
been
bank
a
bank account from 2020 to 2022,
no.
Correct? Okay.
Never had it, nope.
From 2024 to present, you never had a bank account either, right?
No, well, this is my first time having my SSI money. That's my bank account.
Okay.
That's the first time I've ever had one.
Do you have a retirement account, 401k?
No.
Monthly Social Security. You have that Social Security letter?
Social Security. Yes, I got the letter for you.
Do you have SSI pensions, annuities, anything like that? Dividends?
Interest, no.
Wages? Okay. Do you have any accounts closed within the last 5 years?
No.
All right. You've never been divorced or anything like that?
Nope.
All right, so I think we're good. Try and send me all the paperwork, and I will try and have that submitted, okay? So I'm looking out for it. I'm going to look out for it tomorrow.
Okay, well, now that I have the fax number, I think we're doing good. Okay, so we'll get to the next step. All right.
All righty, sir. Have a great day. Be well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.